From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here at Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. We're streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today on this Monday. I apologize, I'm getting over a cold. I told Jimmy I got about 30 hours of it left. Maybe a day and a half and I'm going to be good. We're on the tail end, though. Monday, January 6th. New start of the week. Deacon Dave O'Brien, Director of Pastoral Care at Mercy Medical Center, coming up here soon to talk a little bit about yesterday's gospel. John Schroeder is going to be on at 7:15 today. John's the Executive Director at Abundant World Institute and at theimitationofchrist.com. He's the producer of the new illuminated edition of The Imitation of Christ, which can be found at Sophia Institute. We're going to talk about this groundbreaking book, The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis, coming up at about 7:15 today. Maybe you've read it. Maybe you haven't. If you haven't, it's one that I would say you need to put at the top of the bookshelf or the book list. No Megan Selwa today. She's out, going to be on TV. Joe Stopulis, co-host of Man Up, is going to be on the show. We're also going to preview a little bit of the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. Tony Calumet's going to come in for a couple minutes this morning and join me around 7:40. So all you men, listen up. We have an awesome keynote presenter that is going to be joining us. All of that will be coming up here about 7:40. We'll break all that news for you. At 7:45 today, Addie Magruder, Bridget Smith, Lindsay Krask, and Maggie Ewer are going to be on, all who attended the Focus SLS, that's the Student Leadership Summit conference that took place last week in Denver. They're going to be on to give us a little recap of what that was like. I think there were close to 10,000 student leaders there. Focus is Fellowship of Catholic University Students. I was watching some of the live stream. They have some of the best speakers in the world there, and it just looked awesome. So they were there. We're going to talk to them all about it about 7:45 today. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports. We'll have your weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa, and we will have your saint of the day coming up in the second half hour. So looking forward to it here on this Monday. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
You have a good weekend, sir.
I did. Good morning, John. I hope happy Monday to you. Sounds like you lost your voice cheering on the Vikings yesterday afternoon. That's not a cold. That's just cheering on your Vikings.
I wish that was the reason why. Yeah.
Sounds like he's had two packs of cigarettes already today.
Pretty much, man. It's working itself out. So I had it over.
Great
the weekend.
Analogy by Deacon Tony.
Yeah. But here we are, and yes, my Vikings did win. How about that?
Well, three of the four road teams in the NFL playoffs won over the weekend, including your Vikings. So they move on to play another day, and that'll be next weekend. So congratulations to them.
Another week, yeah. We celebrated our last of the 82 Christmases that we celebrate with family over these 12 days. That was yesterday for Epiphany. So it's hard to believe that's done. But yes, we celebrate Epiphany with Teresa's mother and sisters every year. That's the big Christmas celebration with them.
You do have quite a list of Christmas activities to get in with your families, John, and that's awesome. I know you started back around Halloween, and you just completed it on Epiphany. That's awesome.
Yeah, baby, you're not joking. It's sometime after that, but we get to it. Christmas is a big holiday around the Leonetti family.
Okay, well, listen, and that's why you pick up all the viruses, the colds, and you're going to battle that off. You know, lots of zinc, vitamin C, and throat coat, the hot tea of throat coat, that all works. That's
mint tea. I stick around. We got this refresh mint tea at the house, and I take down a few of those a day. So when I got a cold, but yeah, those are good for me.
Yeah, well, keep it up. You'll need to work that off because we're all going to be fighting those before the season's over. But right now, we're going to turn to the weather. WHO-TV weather meteorologist Megan Selwa, who's on TV 13 this morning, as you mentioned. Right now from the Mercy One studios in Des Moines, cloudy skies, 22 degrees, chilly out there and calm winds. And we do have above average temperatures this time of year. It'll be about 10 degrees warmer today, as we'll see. Mostly cloudy skies, a few sprinkles later on today, a high of 43 degrees with southwest winds at 5 to 50. With 5 miles per hour. And tonight, cloudy skies, flurries are possible, overnight low of 26 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 41 degrees. And then Wednesday through Friday, the rest of this week. Wednesday will be windy, partly cloudy, with a high near 40. Thursday, warmer. Light rain is possible on Thursday, a high of 50 degrees. And on Friday, colder and a high of 32 degrees. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, well, even with lack of snow so far this year, the Missouri and Mississippi rivers are ripe for a repeat of the devastating floods that we saw back last year. Now, the state that has a state lawmaker pitching a license plate fundraiser to pay for new levees and other flood control measures. State Representative Marianne Hanussa out of Council Bluffs says money from new license plates would help offset the estimated $130 million needed to fund flood recovery. Now, an additional funding is needed to help this part of the state, particularly, says Hanussa. Hopefully, the next 6 months, we can have them on cars and on the roads. The license plate Representative Hanussa is promoting is should look like very familiar. It was a second-place finisher when Iowa switched to its current license plate back in 2017. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Friday night, we, as you heard right here in Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling boys and girls winning a doubleheader at the Dowling Gym as the Maroons defeated Ankeny Centennial. In the girls' contest, fourth-ranked Dowling defeated number 10 Ankeny Centennial 59-37, and we have a highlight clip from Friday night's game.
First layup up and good.
Nice
that
move.
Thing had ice on it when it came down. He lobbed it up so high. Riggs gives Dowling a 4-0 lead. 6:20 remaining. First quarter from the Dowling gym.
And that was Dowling girls with a 59-37 win. Caitlin Clark led the way with 29 points. Grace Gaber with 13 points. Dowling girls also winning on Saturdays. They traveled to Chicago, Illinois, and defeated Bennett Academy 69-58. Caitlin Clark with 36 points. Grace Gaber with 15 points. Dowling girls now ranked fourth and with a record of 8-2. On the boys' side, seventh-ranked Dowling defeated number 2 Ankeny Centennial Friday night, 68-55 at the Dowling gym. Ryan Riggs leading the way with 21 points. Matt Stillwell with 15 points to lead the Maroons. Yesterday, women's college basketball in the Big Ten. The Iowa Hawkeyes defeated Northwestern 77-51 in Evanston, Illinois. Tonight, it's Big 12 women's basketball, number 25 Texas at Iowa State. They'll tip off at 8 o'clock, and that'll be televised tonight on Fox Sports 1. College football bowl games continue today. The Lending Tree Bowl tonight. Louisiana taking on Miami of Ohio. They'll kick off at 6:30, and that'll be televised on ESPN from Mobile, Alabama. Tonight, right here in Des Moines, NBA G League basketball. First place Memphis takes on second place Iowa Wolves, and they'll tip off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. Our next high school basketball broadcast is tomorrow night. It'll be boys basketball. Seventh ranked Dowling boys at Hoover will be on the air at 7:30. Tipping off at 7:45 from the Hoover gym. Join me and Mike Swain for the call tomorrow night. Dowling at Hoover in high school boys basketball right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios. Cloudy skies, 22 degrees, calm winds. Today it'll be mostly cloudy. We could see a few sprinkles here in central Iowa later on this afternoon. A high of 43 degrees with southwest winds at 5 miles per hour throughout the day. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Starting off to be a good Monday. 7 minutes heading in from the west mixer to downtown on 235. 7 minutes as well from the east Taxmaster to downtown. No other problems to pass along. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Deacon Dave O'Brien. It's all about soul. How are we doing, Deacon Dave?
I'm good, John.
You're good.
Like you're under the weather, baby.
Well, I'm coming out of it.
You are fighting it.
Yeah, I am fighting it. Boy, I tell you, I attack. When I get a cold, it's attack mode time. Man, I don't.
It has to be.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. That's exactly right. A lot of vitamins. Go ahead.
I think the evil one is trying to affect you, see, so you can't get on the radio, but that ain't going to work, is it?
He's not keeping me down.
Way.
I'm here. I was saying to Jimmy off air, I feel good. It's just, you know, kind of one of those where you just sound horrible, but we will continue. We'll be fine. All right, let's talk about this Sunday Epiphany, my friend. Did you preach this weekend?
I did not.
Okay.
Preach this weekend, but certainly was ready to, just in case they say that I, you know, in case an emergency or something like that.
They call you from the bullpen.
Ready. Yeah, I always do that. Every weekend I'm ready to go.
Good.
And it's good for me, you know, because you're reading all the scriptures. You're looking at some commentary and things like that, so it's always good.
I was really moved when I heard the line this Sunday. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. I mean, when I heard that proclaimed, I remember I just kind of stopped, like, thinking to myself, what would that scene look like?
Yeah. And how impressed both sides would have been. If there were sides, you know, Mary and Joseph being amazed at who these guys are, right? Remember, she ponders everything.
Yeah.
And then on their side of it, to find him the child that he was, and, of course, the holiness and all of that of the family, and the star. You know, these guys, you know, the magi means, you know, what their status was, but the word in the Latin, magus, magus, also means more. They were looking for more. See, that's what brought them there. They were looking for it. So that wisdom is the fact of, you know, it's not just the knowledge, right? But the wisdom. They were looking for more. And I think that's what this great feast is about. We should all be looking for more and being followed by not only all the knowledge that we have, and we have a tremendous amount of knowledge of the things that are going on, but certainly the wisdom to. What's the most important? You know, the Magi, this was their number one thing, right? I mean, they put this first. I think that's what the feast is. The feast of the Epiphany of putting God first, and they knew it was God.
Mm-hmm.
They lay themselves flat on their faces.
Yep.
They are submitting. This guy's got more power than anyone on earth. You know what I mean? And it's a tribute they bring, a tribute.
Yeah, that's another sight that I would have loved to see as well. Here's three kings laying prostrate in front of the King of Kings. And what you're saying there kind of reminds me a little bit of that legend where Peter sees Jesus, and as Peter's escaping Rome, you know, because they're going to kill him. And Jesus says, Quo Vadis, where are you going? You know, says, I'm leaving. They're going to kill me. And then Peter says, Quo Vadis, where are you going? He says, I'm going back in to die for you again. You know, but what are you looking for? Right? What are you looking for? And where are you going? Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got more for you, Peter. I'm sorry I get so excited, but I get passionate here. I've got more for you, Peter.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And it's the cross, right? So it's the other thing that I think we blow right over at the end of this thing. After their encounter, after all of this, what happens? They get a dream from God, right? That warns them, or the angel, which is the messenger from God, it warns them. You know, so all of a sudden now they're part of the group, right? Part of the bigger calling of all people, you know, because now God's in communication with them, right? Now God is, but just like Joseph, just like all the Old Testament people who had dreams and all that, they get a dream. So I really think sometimes we blow right over that part of it. They were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod.
I think it's a good reflection this morning, I want to end it there. What are you looking for? And as the kings, the three kings here, they found him. They found Christ Jesus. All the hope, all of the love, everything they found in him, in that child. And here he is, born into the world. We prostrate ourselves and hopefully take their posture as well. Deacon Dave O'Brien, would you give us your blessing this morning?
Loving and gracious God, because we do seek your wisdom right along with all the other things we seek from you, Lord. We open our hearts to you giving us more. We ask for all of this blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Have a great week, Deacon.
You too, John.
All right. Talk to you soon. John Schroeder coming up right after this, friends. Executive Director at Abundant World Institute. He's the author, he's the producer of the new illuminated edition of The Imitation of Christ. John Schroeder right after this. We're going to talk about this groundbreaking book, The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. This is one of those, friends, as I said earlier in the show, if you have not read it, put this towards the top of your reading list. This is one I think every Christian should read at least once in their life. And I mean every Christian. You don't have to be Catholic to read this book, but I think every one of us should be reading this book at least one time in our life. We'll tell you why right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Monday as we start a brand new week. Thanks to Dean. Deacon Dean. Dean Bell. He'd laugh if I said that to him. I play basketball with Dean, as you know, about 3 days a week now when I'm actually in town. And I got to meet him about 2 years ago. Dean has come aboard here in Iowa Catholic Radio and has done so in a tremendous way by underwriting this show, and I can't thank him enough. New roofs, residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, 30 years, 515-963-4494. He's busier than ever. You'd think in the winter he'd stop. Nope. 963-4494.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines, or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. An Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumia & Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiaAndSons.net.
Hi, this is Father Larry Richards of EWTN Open Line Thursday, and we just want to encourage you to help us. We really need you to bring people to Jesus Christ. Think about it. What have we done to bring people to Christ? We need you and we need your help because Jesus tells you, go and make disciples of all nations. You can do that by helping us. God bless you.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Positive, encouraging, inspiring music to get you through your day, available on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com. Underwritten by R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work.
I don't see you, I still believe.
Want to thank Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Plumbing, water treatment, heating, air conditioning, indoor air quality, geothermal work, commercial. My goodness, what do they not do? GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you again for underwriting the show. 515-305-2955. GoldenRulePHC.com. Let's go to our next guest of the day, the executive director at Abundant World Institute and at the ImitationofChrist.com. John Schroeder joins me. Hi, John.
Ah, good morning, John. How are you?
I am doing just fine. I've told many a people, John, that if you have not ever read The Imitation of Christ, this one needs to go to the top of the reading list. Let's take it back a little bit here. Thomas a Kempis, of course, Middle Ages, 6 centuries. St. Thomas More, the great Renaissance scholar and martyr, considered this devotional one of the most important books for a Christian to own. Why?
I believe, well, you know, I think the best way to think about this is in terms of your mission, John, which is to help people cultivate an intimate relationship with Jesus. And The Imitation of Christ really shows us what that looks like through instruction, through prayer, and the most beautiful contemplation you've ever read. But I think what makes it particularly warm is its use of the word friend to describe that relationship. You know, the Imitation of Christ is really about friendship with Jesus.
You could tell that a book is going to be, or you could tell a book is good when it's lasted this long. 6 centuries.
Yes. You know, and so what we've created this very special edition of the book, which we've done with Sophia Institute Press, and it's published on the 600-year anniversary. Okay. So this is, and we wanted to honor this thing in a very special way on this milestone. And so, you know, we worked with our art director over a period of like 10 years, rendering it page by page in the style of this ancient illuminated medieval manuscript, you know, the kind of book that they would have actually been producing 600 years ago. Yeah.
Who was
it has definitely stood the test of time.
Who was Thomas a Kempis?
Thomas a Kempis was a Dutch-German monk who became a priest. And he was a member of a very interesting order called the Brethren of the Common Life, which really sought to live the way the first century Christians lived, and in this very authentic way.
And he writes this book, as you said, and I don't want to say books like this weren't written during his time, but this book, as you said, is takes kind of a different shape, because he's speaking of this personal relationship. I mean, you can't help but thumb through these pages and just kind of see this relationship that he had with Jesus, but it was more than just kind of a theological text. I mean, he's really getting deep here into this personal relationship with Christ.
You know, he really does, and there's not a whole lot of theology in it. It really is a devotional text, and in the process, what he really does is distill the essence of Christianity, and the centerpiece of all this is this bold idea: if anyone would come after me, right, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So this book, and in Kempis's writing, really lays down this dividing line, this hinge upon which all else in the Christian life swings. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is the most fundamental aspect of the gospel message. And to this end, you know, this book really inspires and encourages its readers to enter into this life. It's amazing, really.
And I know you have a few sound bites, some of your personal favorites on passages having to do with this idea of friendship with Jesus. Let's read a couple of those, because for those that have never heard this book or have read this book before, I think in these you're going to see kind of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, so, you know, aside from this very big idea, he just transcends all of this with this notion, this intimate relationship. For example, he'll say, you cannot live well without a friend. And if Jesus is not your friend above all others, you will be very sad and desolate. You know, or love him and keep him for your friend, and he will stand by you when all other friends depart and will not suffer you to perish at the last. Who alone is found good and faithful above all friends? Thou hast dealt with me mercifully beyond all expectation, and manifested grace and friendship beyond all desert. You know, so it's these warm ideas are just woven throughout the tapestry of this amazing work.
What is faith, friends? Faith, I think, can be boiled down essentially to trust. You know, where we trust in God, we put all of our trust in God. This is what Christ Jesus asks of us on a regular basis. This is what he's asking you today. If you're listening to this show right now, you will never be able to say, I didn't know that Jesus was asking me this one question. That is, do you trust me with your life? And we all have to ask that question. Do you trust Jesus? Do I trust him? And this book is one of those that, at least when I've read it a number of times, I've always come back to that, Lord, I need more trust. I need to trust in you. I need to trust in you like Thomas A. Kempis. I need to trust in you like the saints. I want that. I desire that trust where you are my all in all. Even when the whole world could come crumbling down, I still have you. The most important thing in my life is that relationship. And I think we see that right here in The Imitation of Christ. This is it leather? Am I looking at leather here?
Well, it's a simulated leather. So when we actually created with the prototype of this book, it was bound by a master bookbinder, and we've documented the entire process of it being made. And then Sophia has basically created a trade edition of that,
It
comes with a nice slipcase.
Yeah.
Makes a very nice presentation.
Well, you can go to SophiaInstitute.com, friends. Type in The Imitation of Christ, the illuminated edition there. John Schroeder. John, thanks so much for coming on. I know you got a website, TheImitationOfChrist.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right. And you can go there and check out more of the work from John Schroeder. John, thanks so much for coming on, brother.
Thanks for having us. Take care. God bless.
All right, friends. Again, check out The Imitation of Christ. You don't have to get this one, but I do ask that you, I do hope that you go and find a copy somewhere. I know you could go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have them there, they will surely order a copy for you. But this would be a good one, friends, to put to the top of your reading list for 2020. Coming up after the break, Joe Stopulos, co-host of Man Up's going to be on. We're going to talk about his show, but also the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference that's going to be taking place February 22nd, and why this one is a must to put on your calendars. Joe Stopulos coming up about 7:40, and at 7:45 we're going to have Addie Magruder, Bridget Smith, Lindsay Grask, and Maggie Ewer are going to be coming on. They just recently attended the SLS Student Leadership Summit for Focus, Fellowship of Catholic University Students, and that was a huge conference that took place last week. They're going to be here to recap. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show, fostering food secure communities now for about, 15, 20 years? Blessman International operating vegetable farming, chicken farming, fish farming initiatives to provide those in South Africa sustainable sources of food for all the people that they serve. BlessmanInternational.com. You underwrite this show coming in strong here for 2020, and we thank you. I don't have the number in front of me. Sorry. BlessmanInternational.org. It's a beautiful website. Go there. Right now, Father Andrew with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. John the Baptist's decline triggers the beginning of Jesus' ministry, whose first act is to establish his base in Capernaum, thereby already fulfilling part of the Old Testament. Then with his first words of preaching, he not only continues John's exhortation to repent, he requires it for entrance into the kingdom of heaven. This means that Christianity isn't business as usual. It involves a new way of living that needs us to turn away from sin so that we grow in sanctity.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
You're saying, quote of the day, the nation doesn't simply need what we have, it needs what we are. St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, also known as Edith Stein. The nation doesn't simply need what we have, it needs what we are. You are the light of Christ. Coming up, Joe Stopulis, co-host of Man Up, along with Tony Calumet. We're going to talk about the men's conference today and hopefully get you signed up. We have, I can't wait to share who the keynote presenter is, but to hold on tight, it's going to be a good one. And then also coming up at 7:45 today, we have Addie Magruder, Bridget Smith, Lindsey Grask, and Maggie Urey. I think that's how she pronounced her last name out front, but we are going to be talking about the Focus SLS conference that took place last week. That's a student leadership summit that all of them attended, and get a little recap of that. I was watching some of the Facebook Live on some of those speakers, and it was awesome. So we'll have a live recap of that coming up right after this. It's Monday, January 6th. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, it's off for our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today, so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning once again, John. Happy Monday to you, and hopefully your cold is in remission.
It is coming out, so I'll tell you, it's almost done. I said I'm predicting 30 more hours, but I'll get a lot of that tea in today as well.
Keep battling, my friend. Keep battling. Hopefully it didn't affect your presentation Friday night at St. Pius. I heard you were doing that the same time that I had the basketball game on, so I missed that.
I was there. I did not fully do it, but the Lord seems to kind of spare me a few minutes when I'm speaking, whenever I have a cold. So that's always kind of been a grace, thank God, for me. But yes, I'm just happy this came aboard before I start traveling again, which is Wednesday. So I kind of get this out of my system and then go.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a proxy stand in at the last moment because, you know, your voice kind of gives out? Has it ever happened? I've had that happen once.
That has not happened yet, but I'm hoping it doesn't.
All right. Well, just make sure your notes are up to date, and whoever has to take over reading whatever you were going to say is ready to go. Be prepared, my friend. Be prepared.
Unfortunately, I don't bring text, so we'll see. But whoever's standing in, good luck.
Uh-huh. No transcripts, unavailable. Okay, keep that in mind.
That's not the way I roll.
Right. Well, let's get right to it this morning from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, who, by the way, is on TV 13 this morning, substituting for Jerry Ann Ritter. And we have right now in the Mercy One studios in Des Moines, currently cloudy skies, 22 degrees. And we have calm winds here in central Iowa. And today we'll be mostly cloudy throughout the day. We could see some sun later on today. But a few sprinkles here in central Iowa, a little snow flurries to the north, a high of 43 degrees. Southwest winds at 5 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, cloudy skies. Flurries are possible overnight. Overnight low at 26 degrees, and tomorrow partly cloudy, dry, high of 41 degrees, as the temperature's now about 10 degrees warmer for this time of year here in central Iowa. Wednesday through Friday, well, Wednesday will be partly cloudy and windy, a high of 40 degrees. Thursday, more of the same, but rain possible, high of 50 degrees. And on Friday, the cold front moves through. It'll be partly cloudy and colder, highs in the lower 30s. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, even with the lack of snow so far this year, the Missouri and Mississippi rivers are ripe for a repeat of devastating floods that we saw back in 2019. Now, this has a state lawmaker pitching a license plate fundraiser to pay for new levees and other flood control measures. State Representative Marianne Hanessa out of Council Bluffs says money from the new license plate would help offset the estimated $130 million needed to fund flood recovery. Hanessa says additional funding is needed to help this part of the state in particular. Hopefully within the next 6 months we can have them on cars and on the roads. The license plate representative Hanessa is proposing should look a little familiar. It was a second place finisher when Iowa switched to its current plate back in 2017. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And Friday night in the games you heard right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, high school girls and boys basketball, the Dowling team sweeping Ankeny Centennial at the Dowling Gym. In the girls contest, fourth ranked Dowling defeated number 10 Ankeny Centennial 59-37, led by Caitlin Clark's 29 points. Grace Gaber with 13 points, and Ella McVeigh with 9 points. In the boys' game, 7th-ranked Dowling upended number 2 Ankeny Centennial, 68-55. We have a highlight clip from that boys' game.
First layup up, and good!
Nice
that
move.
Thing had ice on it when it came down. He lobbed it up so high. Riggs gives Dowling a 4-0 lead, 6:20 remaining, first quarter from the Dowling gym.
That was Ryan Riggs leading Dowling on Friday night with 21 points. Matt Stillwell chipping in 15 points to lead the Maroons. Dowling boys now 6-1 on the season. On Saturday, Dowling girls basketball team traveled to Chicago, and they took on number 1 ranked Bennett Academy out of Illinois, and the Maroons rolled 69-58 over folks from Illinois. Caitlin Clark leading the way with 36 points. Grace Gaber with 15. Yesterday, women's college basketball in the Big Ten. The Iowa Hawkeyes improved their record to 11-3 as they defeated Northwestern 77-51 in Evanston, Illinois. Tonight, Big 12 women's basketball right here in Iowa. The Iowa State Cyclones at home, taking on number 25 Texas. That'll be tipping off at 8 o'clock at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. It'll be televised on Fox Sports 1. Tonight, college football bowl games continue as it's the Lending Tree Bowl down in Mobile, Alabama, as Louisiana takes on Miami of Ohio. They'll kick off at 6:30. It'll be televised on ESPN. And tonight, right here in Des Moines, NBA G League basketball as the Iowa Wolves home against number 1 Memphis. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Today there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activity scheduled. Our next high school basketball broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio is tomorrow night. We'll have a high school boys game between Dowling and Hoover, and we'll have our pregame show at 7:30, tipping off at 7:45, number 7 Dowling at Hoover, and we'll be live from the Hoover Gym. Join me and Mike Swain for the call tomorrow night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios, cloudy skies, 22 degrees, the winds are calm, and today it'll be mostly cloudy. We could see a few sprinkles here later on today in central Iowa with a high of 43 degrees with southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Looks like things are finally starting to get back to normal as we're getting into probably a first full week of the year for many people. We're talking 14 minutes for that drive in from the West Mixer to downtown 235, 8 minutes from the East Mixer into downtown. No other problems to pass along there. Thanks to BuilderKent Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKent has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your
saint
of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Simple and unassuming, the saint's devotion to heaven brought crowds to his doorstep. Today we celebrate St. Andre Bessette. He was plagued by sickness in his early life. His weak temperament led him to try many different professions in young adulthood, but he was largely unsuccessful. At 25, he applied for entrance into the Congregation of the Holy Cross. After a year's novitiate, he was not admitted because of his weak health. He also wasn't smart enough to pass the tests. But with an extension in the urging of the bishop, he was finally received, though they would never make him a priest. Instead, he could only be a brother. He was given the humble job of doorkeeper at Notre Dame College in Montreal. And when I say humble, that meant his additional duties were sacristan, laundry worker, and messenger. You know, all he wanted to be was a priest. But then said they made him a brother, and they gave him the lowest position in the entire order. Well, through that time, he developed a particular devotion to St. Joseph and would ask for his intercession nightly. He began to visit the sick quietly in his community, and his prayers with the sick sometimes seemed to have miraculous healing powers. When an epidemic broke out at a nearby college, Andre volunteered to nurse. Not one person died in his care. That was a miracle in and of itself. The trickle of sick people to his door, you guessed it, became a flood. He built a chapel to St. Joseph on a hill in Montreal. As the number of people seeking his healing touch increased, the chapel grew and grew. Today, the Oratory of St. Joseph remains the largest cathedral in all of Montreal. We ask today, St. André Bessette, to pray for us. Amen. And a big thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day, a family man that knows how important wills and estate planning really is. Again, thank you for 30 years in practice. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Let's go to Joe Stopulis along with me, Tony Calumet, executive director of Iowa Catholic Radio. What's up, Joe?
Wow, that was fast. John, I am excited today, buddy.
You excited today? What are you excited about?
Well, so today, as you know, we're kicking off a new year, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people want to get into new Bible studies for the new year. So what I'm going to do is today we're going to play the first episode of the new Bible study from last year,
okay,
with Jeff Kamen. So we're going to do the outline of the Bible, and then I'm going to encourage people to just go to the podcast, to listen to the podcast and listen through the as we walked through the Bible all last year. I've heard a lot of feedback from people that it was one of the best Bible studies they had. So that's my call for the new year, John. But I have more.
I have more, John. Well, what's the more?
I am, quite frankly, John, really excited about the men's conference.
Yes.
Next month.
Yes.
You're really not the only one.
That's why I have Tony Calumet
here as
well.
You're not the only one, Joe.
I tell you, I'm pumped up, Tony. I think this is going places.
You're so pumped, and you're a Hawk fan. And now if that tells you anything, that's awesome.
I know, exactly. You know what?
I want you to announce who is going to be the keynote speaker for the 2020, February 22nd, Catholic Men's Conference.
It is Matt Campbell, Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell.
How about that? One of the hottest football coaches in the nation. How about that? And Matt Campbell is going to be there along with the second keynote talk given by, who's this guy?
Yeah, host of Man Up, Joe Stopulis. No, John, I'm excited about it, darn. I've given a few of these before, and I'm excited to bring the message to Des Moines.
It's going
to
be excellent.
Hey, guys, one of the things that we want to bring up is since we have got together, we're changing things around. That's the new thing that I want all of the guys out there to realize is that we're putting a new twist to this thing, aren't we, Joe?
Yeah, no, so I think there's a few pieces to this that are exciting. One of them is that it's just a morning, so In the past, a lot of the other ones, I went to an 11-hour one, men's conference, earlier this year. That's just it's a lot of time. So we thought, what if we just stripped it down? We'll do optional mass in the morning at 7:30 with the bishop. So Bishop Jones will be there. And the actual talks will only go from 9 till noon. So we're not asking for a full day of your time. We're just going to try packing as much into 3 hours in the morning or, you know, 4.5 if you can make the mass. Pack as much in as possible. That way we can get more guys. We can get more guys there. We're also going, we're leaving, quote-unquote, the church. We're leaving a Catholic church. We're leaving St. Francis and going downtown to the Embassy Suites. Hopefully that way we can attract guys who maybe wouldn't come to a church. You know, maybe they're a little scared to walk into a church for the first time in a long time. And we're really trying to reach out to as many people who, you know, take away any of those excuses, any of those barriers as possible. And then obviously with Matt Campbell as a keynote, we're excited to get people in the door.
You know, my favorite part of this is it's only $20. In the past, it's been a little bit more expensive. But now, I mean, we've really, because, you know, we're not serving a lunch. It'll be very light snacks in the morning after Mass if you want to grab something, maybe some juice. But it's just $20 to get in. You're going to hear a few great talks. Matt Campbell's going to be there. Joe Stopulis is going to give his great talk that I have heard before, but I know you're going to really spruce this thing up. I'll be emceeing this bad boy. It is going to be so much fun. Tony, Iowa Catholic Radio is kind of taking this on, and one of the themes that we have this year for it is Sons of the Father. We really want to help men understand that, you know, in this age of identity politics, which is rampant, that what we are, our truest identity, is sons of the Father. That's what we are.
Yep, exactly. And the thing that I've heard so often here lately, since we've been doing so much advertising, is the fact that because of that half a day, there were a lot of men that were not able to go, you know, because if they had families and the wives and were going, well, you've got to take care of the kids, we got to do this, some of the men weren't able to show up. And now there's really an enthusiasm for this. But getting back to you and what your the son's routine, it was kind of interesting what you were saying about the saint of the day and that he was so humble.
Yeah.
You know, when we have difficulty in our lives, that all of a sudden we're going, God, why aren't you working here? Why aren't you doing this for me? Why aren't you doing this? And basically it comes down to the fact that do we really trust the Lord? Mm-hmm. Or are we really being humble? The fact is, bring, you know, your sons with you on this, for this men's conference. You know, there's going to be so much information, not only the fact of Matt Campbell, I mean, that's fantastic, but not only with you and with Joe Stopulis, it's just going to be a morning, fun-filled, but also very spiritual-filled morning for all of us.
Yeah, I've attended and spoken at numerous men's conferences around the country, and I'll tell you, this is, I think, one of the best that we have here in Des Moines, and I hope, man, that you are going to show up to this. Kind of revamped, all new, February 22nd. That's February 22nd. Doors open at 7 o'clock, Mass with Bishop Johnson at 7:30, and then we'll get everything started. A little fellowship around 8 o'clock, and we'll get everything started soon after that. Go to iowacatholicradio.com and scroll over events/men's conference. I think we also have a website. Is that up and going now?
Yep, iowacatholicmensconference.com. You can get there, too. Okay. A little more information on the speakers and the timeline. John, again, I just can't encourage, one of our strategies, John, is that we go to a lot of these things. You and me, we see a lot of the same folks. We purposely made this day to reach out to people who otherwise wouldn't come. So please, if you're a listener to this show, understand this is an opportunity for you. You know, think of the Rediscovering Catholicism book. You just gave it out to people. It was as an easy book to give to people. This is kind of what we're trying to do. We're saying, listen, this is an easy step. It's an easy ask, and people will be excited to hear Matt Campbell.
IowaCatholicMen'sConference.com.
Hey, one thing I'd like to do, we'd probably forget all of the guys, but it's not just the three of us. There's a team that's been put together to work this thing, and everybody's got a responsibility.
Yeah.
And I want to thank each and every one of them
yeah.
to be able to help us out.
We do. We've had a lot of people, a lot of work so far has gone into this. We'll go to it. IowaCatholicMen'sConference.com. Tony Calumet, Executive Director of Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Hey, new year.
New year, man. Yeah. New year. Joe Stopulis, talk to you soon.
See you, John.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Addie Magruder, Bridget Smith, Lindsey Grask, and Maggie Urey. They are going to be giving us a little recap of the Focus SLS Student Leadership Conference Summit conference that took place last week. Don't go anywhere. John Lee 90 in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Monday, January 6th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. We have a priest celebrating the anniversary of his ordination to the priesthood today. Father Enrique Garcia Elizalde, who assists with Hispanic ministry, is celebrating today. Happy anniversary, Father. If you're interested in strengthening your marriage, then check out The Third Option, which meets tonight at Mercy College in downtown Des Moines at 7 p.m. The Third Option is a marriage enrichment group that meets the first and third Monday of each month. To learn more, contact Adam Story at the diocese. Emmaus House is offering a morning retreat on Saturday, January 25th, called The Heart of Ignatian Spirituality. Ignatian spirituality teaches us to reflect on the experiences of our lives and the life of Jesus to find God in all things. To learn more and register, visit the MASHouse.org. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Thank you to Tumia and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. An Italian family restaurant with Old Country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumia and Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiaandSons.net.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Hi, this is Father Mitch Pacwa. And our Lord said if you give a cup of cold water to a disciple because he's a disciple, you get a disciple's reward. We thank you for your support of Catholic Radio because we are trying to be faithful disciples, and we trust that as you are generous, our Lord will also reward you with a disciple's reward.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Whoa!
Thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show. Real Estate Advisors offers a team of professionals focused on maintaining strong working relationships, as well as long-term relationships with owners, tenants, and the brokerage community. RRRealty.com. Thank you again for all you've done for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio and for underwriting this show. That's RRRealty.com. Let's go to our last guests of the day, Addie Magruder in. Hi, Addie.
Hey, John. How's it going?
I'm doing just fine. You brought some friends with you, Bridget Smith, Lindsay Grask, and Maggie Urey, all here to talk about the Focus SLS Student Leadership Conference. Now, Focus, for those that don't know, first of all, where have you been? But Focus is a Fellowship of Catholic University Students, one of my favorite organizations in the world. And this was a big conference that took place last week. Bridget, so SLS stands for Student Leadership Summit, correct?
Yes.
So who are the student leaders?
So the student leaders are everyone from college students on Focus campuses, college students that don't have Focus on their campuses, or even some high school seniors.
Okay, and you were a part of that.
Yes.
Now, how many high schoolers were there, would you say?
Not very many, probably 10.
That's what I was wondering, because, yeah. I mean, you have 8,000, what, college students?
Yes.
And so most of them are the leaders, so they're leading the Bible studies. What other things are they doing?
They're just going out and evangelizing and spreading the good news.
Okay, and you have a great time?
Yes, it was amazing.
Your favorite speaker?
Probably Emily Wilson.
Emily Wilson, yeah. Why?
She just had a lot of great things to say about finding out what your vocation is and just being on fire for Jesus.
That's awesome. Did any of you three come away thinking you might want to be a Focus missionary?
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's something
what
to think
has.
About, right? It's yeah. pretty awesome. All right, let's bring in, let's see here. We got Lindsay Grask.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about what the day actually looked like. So now take me through. It was a long conference, right? A few days? Oh, wait, who's in here? This is you, right? No, this is Maggie. I'm sorry, Maggie, Urey. What did the day look like for you? How many days was it, first of all?
So the whole conference was 5 days.
Okay.
Three full days, and the full days we would start off with Mass, and then throughout the day we would have speakers, and then at the end of the day we would have some kind of entertainment or adoration.
Okay, so it was speakers kind of for the bulk of the midday, and then at night there was adoration, there was confessions, things like that?
Yeah.
Who was your favorite speaker?
My favorite speaker was Father Augustine Torres.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've heard of him. I haven't heard him speak, but why was he great?
He had like a sense of humor, and he had like a lot of messages to get across, but he got it across in like a fun way.
That's awesome. Sounds good to me. All right. And then finally, Lindsay is here to talk a little bit about a personal experience that you had. So I'm sure you had a lot, but one thing personal to you that stuck out.
Yeah. So my favorite night was definitely New Year's Eve.
Matt Mare was there to perform.
Nice.
And we had a really fun time. It was a great concert brought to count down the new year. And then right as the new year struck, they brought out the consecrated host, and we got to have adoration for the first 15 minutes of the new year, which was
that's awesome.
Nothing better to bring in the new year.
Oh, my gosh. That gave me the goosebumps. That's really cool. I mean, to think of that, I mean, you're right. No better way than with Jesus. Your favorite speaker?
My favorite speaker would have been Father Mike Schmitz.
Then why?
He talked about just a very real and honest topic, and yeah. He wasn't sugarcoating it and was just honest with everyone.
Father Mike is really, I think, one of the best speakers out there right now, and he's just doing some great things. But I know all the speakers, and I was able to live stream some of it on Facebook. They were all over the place, and it was just really cool to see. I mean, 8,000 plus, right? I mean, 8,000 student leaders on campuses all across the country. I mean, actually outside of the country as well. I think Focus has expanded just a little bit. But they're doing great work, friends. You can support Focus, but also support a needed, I think, organization here, we have right here in Des Moines, and that's Keep the Faith. Do we ever pronounce it just Keep the Faith, or is it?
Yeah, it's kind of the American term.
Yeah, Keep the Faith. And that's at Dowling Catholic, of course, and led by Addie Magruder. Big things planned for 2020?
Yeah, we just hired a new male coordinator with me.
Nice.
His name's Max Carson. He actually starts today.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. You're his boss, right?
We work side by side, but yeah.
All right. Addie, you did a great job. You're expanding that organization in tremendous ways. I know a lot of people are singing your praises over there, so keep up the good work for our Lord. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, all of you, for coming on and sharing your experiences. Focus SLS Student Leadership Conference. Maybe you can be someone, or maybe your kids or grandkids will be at that conference, I think, in a couple years, right? Every couple years they do the student leadership, I think.
Yeah, and then next year they'll do SEEK.
Yeah, SEEK. So then that's the big one. That's where they bring in.
Yeah, last year I think they had 17,000 for that. So
it'll be huge. Good stuff. All right, that puts this show in the books, friends, here on John Leonetti in the Morning. Another one as we started January 6th, another week. Let's do it. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us all and to bring us to His everlasting life. Amen.
I'll be inside the Mercy One studio tomorrow. Until then, be confident in Christ's mercy and His love today.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of You. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know You and to make You known. We lift Your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more. Our Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who You are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of You. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to run and hide.
in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.